Ryan Nugent Hopkins not skating today. The fact that Vancouver is very beat up, I don't see the Oilers rushing him. I'm going to say he's not playing Friday.
Ooh, well, we heard he skated for about 45 minutes prior to the main group today, and Dave Tippett saying, you know, maybe that's a good sign. He's on the ice a little bit longer. I understand that rationale, Griggs. I really do. Give him that extra time to rest up. The situation with the Canucks, you know, it doesn't sound very good, to be perfectly honest with you, but it seems like everything's a go at this point. Who knows? That could change. But if RNH needs time to recoup a little bit after going through some tests and everything after practice today, or pardon me, after his skate, you know, alone today, then we'll go from there and see what happens. But I totally understand that rationale. Head injuries, man, don't mess around with those things. That's definitely something that we've learned, and that's probably priority number one.
I look at Caleb Jones and Chris Russell, and I see kind of like four games for those two to battle to see which one's going to remain in the lineup when Kulikov returns, assuming everybody's healthy. Because we know Kulikov's coming in, and one of those is coming out. Russell has the experience advantage. Do you think ultimately that will get him the first game in the playoffs over Jones?
Yeah, I do. And how many times over the years and years and years in hockey, in any sport in general, really, the veteran usually gets the nod. There's the instances where the younger up-and-coming player does take away that spot, and generally it's earned. But Russell's been pretty steady this year. You've pointed it out. That's completely fair. And on the flip side, Caleb Jones has had some instances where he's looked good. Then he's had other instances where he looks like a guy in his first full National Hockey League season. And even with a little bit better play from him more recently, like, I still think that the benefit of the doubt ends up going to the vet. If you're thinking that they're neck and neck in terms of performance in the next few games or so, then I think Russell gets the benefit of the doubt, but the leash isn't long. And I think that's a rational way of going about it.
I look to this weekend. I would play Koskinen Friday and Smith Saturday. What would you do?
Oh, boy. You want to win in both games.
Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, I'm going to play.
Your mind?
Yeah, I'm changing my mind because I realize they play. Smith's going to be in Winnipeg Saturday and then flying and play Monday at home against Montreal. No, I'm going to play Smith Friday, Koskinen Saturday, and then Smith Monday.
And really go pedal to the metal on Friday, try to get those 2 points, and then kind of see what happens on Saturday. That's the rationale I was kind of thinking of. Like, all right, you want that win. You want those 2 points. You've got a team that's kind of reeling in the Canucks. Do everything you can to get those points. Just, you need them. And then, yeah, Saturday with the travel, losing a couple hours through time zones and all that, who knows what happens, although the Oilers have been pretty good in the second game of back-to-backs overall. And then, yeah, you got Monday night. I like the Smith Friday, Monday, Koskinen on Saturday. That's kind of a good way of going about it. Do everything you can to get that first win.
Oh, yeah, like Vancouver, man. You read those stories coming out of Vancouver, and I'm very curious to see what they look like as a team on Friday. Like, this could be one. If the Oilers players, now this is the hard part, because, you know, Dave Tippett's comments today, Connor, made me believe, like, at least for the first 40 minutes, unless maybe it's until there's a blowout, he is going to be coaching, like, we cannot, after a week off, feel our way into the game. And I think that they'll be coming out guns a-blazing against, you know, Demko is not going to be playing, doesn't sound like. Right. So they're going to be on their third string goaltender. Doesn't like him or Holtby are going to be going. So, you know, this is a crappy situation for Vancouver, but it's a great opportunity for Edmonton.
Right. And you ask, and people ask too, like, is this fair for the Canucks? Should they be playing it? Like, I'm very hesitant to say yes. And I'm only pointing to other things that have happened with the league and other teams. You look at the Stars, they had COVID right out of the gate. Then they had that crazy snowstorm. Then all of a sudden they had like 40 games remaining in an 85-day window. You look at the Habs going through their COVID situation. You've written about it in your articles about how crazy their schedule is going to be for the rest of the season. And it happened to hit the Canucks at a completely inopportune time. Now they're dealing with it. So it's not ideal, but at the same, it might not be fair. But at the same time, I go with, and I say it very shruggingly, yeah, other teams are dealing with it. And if you want to point to other sports and other leagues, you know, the NFL is the big brother to the other major sports leagues, I think it's fair to say. They made the Denver Broncos use a quarterback who is a wide receiver in the NFL and played quarterback in college, who got absolutely destroyed in that game. That's how messed up everything is with this situation. So I think on the fairness factor, overall, not really. But I go, yeah, you got to play, I guess. The games must go on.
Tom Cazzola joins us in Edmonton Sports Center, TSN 1260. Well, after we had Matt Sakaris on the show yesterday, Tom, it sounds like the NHL is maybe not over too enamored with Vancouver, and maybe their laxed approach to the COVID protocols and the part of their punishment is, hey, sorry, you guys didn't take it serious. Well, now you're going to be playing a lot of games and in a short period of time, and boo-hoo. So that to me, I found rather interesting.
Well, and it's funny because the stretch that it happened where they came back and they had the first bit of it with the Gaudette positive case, Travis Green told them to get hockey off their mind, out of sight, out of mind, go relax for a few days and then come back refreshed. And that was made public. Like, that was abundantly clear. So some of them might have taken it a certain way, and like you said, they brought it on themselves, and ultimately they shoot themselves in the foot, and it wreaks havoc throughout the lineup and the staff and the families, and it just creates this horrible situation. And then, oh, by the way, when they're finally good to play again, their schedule is awful, and they're put into a really terrible situation where, you know, it doesn't really breed success looking at it heading into it. And you go, well, there's protocols in place set by the league for a reason. And even though the coach kind of said, all right, you know, relax, go easy a little bit, maybe they went too far. Some people were irresponsible about it, and this is the scenario they're left with. It's a double-edged sword, but it's like sorry, not sorry kind of at the same time.
Yeah, nor should they be. The Jays, an afternoon win, a walk-off home run by Bo Bichette. Bo knows today with the walk-off for the Jays. Are you into baseball season yet, or do you need more time?
I've been loosely watching it. The Jays games, I've thrown them on when they've been on, especially like the afternoon games. Today I didn't catch just running back and forth from the league or the rink. But yeah, I'll get more into it as we get through these next 2 months of the hockey season, whatever happens with the Oilers, and then I'll be following it much more closer. But generally, yeah, loosely been keeping tabs, Greggs.
What about the NBA? Do you follow the NBA?
Not hardcore. I won't lie to you. I'll read the headlines. If anything is crazy coming up, like I'll point to the Durant-Michael Rapoport stuff from last week. Bonkers. Then yeah, I'll keep tabs on stuff like that as well.
Okay. Quickly moving to the North Division. There's a game tonight where Calgary has to win in regulation. Like, they got a pretty low chance anyway of making the playoffs, but if they lose tonight, I would say 100% they're out. Like, I think they're like 95%, right? But they lose tonight in regulation to Montreal. They lose in any fashion to the Canadiens. They're done. They'd be 8 points back. Montreal would have games in hand with only 13 games to go for the Flames. It would be over for sure. But when you look at Calgary, do you expect them to make a major change in the offseason to one of their players?
Yeah, the quick answer is yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think with the Sutter hiring and signing, the lack of success after he came on board, the shift in mentality and what he wants from his players, demands out of them, hard work, honest efforts all around, and no coasting, not pulling their weight, I think we might see some change, because you've gone through five coaches in Brad Trey Living's tenure. Some of that, you know, the Bill Peters scenario kind of popped up and they had to deal with it, but they seem to have dealt with it fine last season. And Jeff Ward came in. They want to play in round, all that stuff. But you're at the point now where I don't know how many times you can give this certain core of players a new coach time and time again before you realize that maybe the reason why it's not clicking ideally is because of the makeup of the players that you have in place. And I think now we're at that point where if you had the question, like, maybe it's time to retool in Calgary, and they stuck with that group going into this year, I think it's pretty much affirmed now that you're like, all right, something big is likely to happen roster-wise with this team if they want to get over the hump. And of course, you know, if they give up one of their big dogs, they're going to expect something significant back to tweak that lineup and change the mindset a little bit.
Tommy, have yourself an awesome Wednesday evening. We will chat with you at the May.
Sounds good, Greg. See you tomorrow.